This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Well, good day to all of you. Last week, Chuck, who preached at all the services, preached on interruptions. He spoke about how the story of the beheading of John the Baptist was an interruption to the hurried and pressing mission of Jesus' ministry in Mark. He drew parallels to what happened last week in Pennsylvania. Beheadings and assassination attempts can distract us and be vehicles of hate and tools of perpetrating confusion and fear. I think I will continue this theme of interruptions, but now look at it from a different perspective. Jesus and his disciples are on the move once again. Given the interruption of the beheading of John the Baptist, this could have easily derailed them from their mission. It is noticeable that they are weary and tired. I imagine many of us can relate to those feelings, weariness, tiredness, and anxiety. I think we're all feeling it these days with the political climate that we're in. I'm seeing it actually in quite debilitating ways in my daughter's generation. I mean, there are plenty of reasons I could attribute it to, but she loves to tell me about her and her friends and the challenges that they face. Like the increasing wage gap, and with the cost of everything rising, college tuition, rent, food, and yet wages don't seem to be keeping up. For those just starting out post-college, like my daughter, this can be a huge source of anxiety. I know it is for her. Then add the political atmosphere and climate changes and any other personal sort of things we have in our lives, it's no wonder that they are depressed and anxious. Now, personally, I do not recall worrying about these things at her age. I was able to pay my rent, live, and go to school on my own. With the wage I was making between my assistantship from the university, a retail job at the Gap, remember the Gap? Yeah. And some odd babysitting jobs that I did. I graduated with some student debt, but about the cost of an average car today. And yet I was able to pay it off within the first 10 years of working. So yeah, I get it. I personally believe that the financial burdens and pressure of this next generation are higher. I think there are plenty of unhealthy interruptions that we all use to numb the world and worries away. Whether it's scrolling our time away on our phones, drinking to unwind and disconnect, or using other mind and body numbing means. Be honest, really honest. How many of us watch TV while also scrolling on our phones? I know we've all done it at some point. How many of us can't leave our desk or home without our phones on us 24/7 and sleep with it on our nightstand? I can remember my youth and college years, and it wasn't that long ago, surviving without a cell phone. Trust me, we can. We're our own worst enemies. Choosing the wrong things to take breaks from all the madness we see. We are overworked, overcommitted, stressed out, and burnt out. Sometimes it sounds like we like to compete over who is working harder and longer and who is more tired. I've heard it in the hallway here at church. Oh, I'm so tired. So much to do. Oh, wait, you got to hear what I had to do. Honestly, we need to stop that. I think we can all say we all sort of fit that bill. Technology was supposed to free up time, and yet it has us constantly connected and unable to find quiet within our lives. And this is coming from someone who before went into ministry worked in IT. We are a tired, weary, and anxious people, and many times we're the only ones to blame. We can learn a bit from today's gospel lesson and the example that is set before us with Jesus' words to his disciples. Jesus addresses this very problem with his apostles. They're weary and busy from life on the road and spreading the good news in Christ. We even hear that as they go away to spend some time alone, they get bypassed by folks who see where they go and they just can't get a break. They are so busy, they don't even have time to eat, the gospel tells us. But Jesus' response is simple. Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while. Who here is a teacher, professor, principal, or school administrator? I know Jeremy's one. I see quite a few hands go up. Many of you get extended breaks during the summer. Anyone in these professions knows how important it is to take that time to renew and rest and recharge. The job of a teacher just gets harder every day. It's an important life-giving, restorative practice that allows us to return to our positions and be effective in all of our callings. When God created the cosmos and all that is in it, God rested for a day, and he created the seventh day for exactly that, to rest, a Sabbath. How many of us truly take a Sabbath? When Jesus was about to start his ministry, he took 40 days to be in the wilderness to prepare. He took time to pray and to fast, to be present with the wild beasts and with nature. It's like he knew he was going to need it, go figure. And that once he started his ministry, he would be on the move constantly. And every now and then, we hear how Jesus goes off on his own, sometimes successfully, sometimes not, to rest and to pray and to recharge. Jesus once again shows us the way. You see, the work of discipleship, the work we all do here, is hard. It's at times exhausting and can cause us to become a little weary. And so you probably all know where this is headed. I am so very blessed to be part of a church and a diocese that understands this and encourages its clergy to take an extended Sabbath called a sabbatical. A time to rest, to recharge, to pray, and to study. Typically, this should happen every 7 years. Well, my friends, it's been 14 for me, and I am ready. I've been literally on the move for 14 years, serving at 4 churches in 2 different states and 4 very different cities. That meant 4 major moves while I was parenting a small human on my own, and she had to adjust to all those changes as well. I pastored a church in College Station through the pandemic, got them worshiping again, then got to come here to Austin and help Chuck do it all over again. I have buried both my parents since being here at St. David's, and except for my final integrative project, I've completed my coursework for my doctorate in ministry. So yeah, I'm a little ready. And so starting August 1st, which is just a week and a half away, I will be on sabbatical for 3 months. I am ready, as Jesus would say, to go off to a deserted place and rest. Many have been asking what I will do. Well, first and foremost, I plan on spending some time with family and friends in my home state of Florida. Family I have not seen in 2 years since my mom's funeral. I will, promise you, spend some time watching some early morning sunrises on the beach. One of my very favorite things to do. I will visit my daughter Victoria in California. We will hike, and I will help her move again. Because I'm still a mama, and that's what we do. I will be writing. I will be writing a whole lot. Hopefully about 75 to 100 pages worth of my final thesis for my doctorate. My goal is to graduate in May. So I need some time to hunker down and get that done. And finally, I too will spend some time in the wilderness. I will be traveling to Spain to connect with the culture, food, and land of my grandparents. I will be backpacking and walking about 280 miles of the Camino de Santiago, or the Way of St. James, all the way from León, about halfway in the Camino, where my grandmother is from, and making my way to Santiago de Compostela. The journey will take anywhere from about 2.5 to 3 weeks. My hope is that this time alone, praying and walking alone with God and with my thoughts, will renew me. Sabbath, sabbatical. It's an interruption of sorts, a time of restoration and renewal, so that I can return with a renewed sense of call to you and continue, hopefully, for another 15 years or more. Hopefully it won't be another 15 for another sabbatical. I won't be here, but I assure you, I take this place and all of you with me in my heart. You will be in my heart and in my daily prayers, and I hope I will be in yours. If you want to learn about my journey, particularly the Camino, good. I invite you then to watch the movie The Way with Martin Sheen. It can be found on several streaming platforms, and I know that's ironic given I just bashed technology. But put your phone away and watch it. It will really give you a sense of what the Camino is all about. If you want to journey along with me, I invite you to find time for healthy interruptions and Sabbath time that will nourish your soul. First of all, come to church. And just not to Sunday worship, come to a Bible study, a fellowship group, or volunteer in one of the many ministries we have here at St. David's. Commit yourself to an hour a day of quiet time with just your thoughts and prayers. Be present, really present with others. Don't be checking your phone or your iWatch and looking at those notifications. I intentionally now turn all those things off when I'm in worship. Be present. Pray one of the daily offices. Commit to doing it at least once a day. Try doing all these things without your phones. And finally, one of the things that I love to do, take walks in nature. Because a walk in nature walks the soul back home. And our home, our one true home, is with and in and abiding with our Creator God. And there's no better way to connect with God than doing that. I have no doubt that if you're doing these, or at least one of these things, that when I return, we will all have much to discuss about our outlook on this messy world around us. I imagine we will be approaching it all with a different set of eyes, and with new purpose, and with new hope. And perhaps this newfound wisdom and hope is just what we all need right now. Now that's the kind of interruption we all need and we all seek. So come away with me to a deserted place, all by yourselves, and rest a while. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.